In somewhat the manner of playwrights, we introduce the Darling family in order of their appearance into this world. The father, Mr. George Darling.
Children, a little less noise there.
The mother, Mrs. Mary Darling.
Do let me help you, George, dear.
A lovely lady indeed. And Wendy, their little daughter.
Oh, I would so love to be a mother.
Wendy's younger brother, John.
Well, what can one expect of girls?
And little brother, Michael.
I won't go to bed! I won't, Nana! I won't!
They live in a rather run-down section, but it is a corner house, overlooking a leafy square with quite a nice view. The household contains a maid, albeit a little maid, and a nurse, called Nana, of course. Nana, at the present moment, is snoozing on the night nursery floor. Six by the cuckoo clock, the children's bedtime. Nana springs to her four legs with a start. Or perhaps we should have said a bark. It may shock some to discover that the Darlings employ a big Newfoundland dog as a nurse for their children. But the less affluent among us will understand and make allowances. You see, the Darlings can't afford a regular nurse for their children. In fact, they can't really afford children at all. But they have them. So Mrs. Darling trained Nana. As we were saying, Nana jumped to her legs and is now going about her duties. She turns down the cover of the three beds in the night nursery. Then she pushes the bathroom door open and starts working on the taps, preparing Michael's bath. Now she tests the temperature of the water with her paw. Oh, too hot. Much too hot, we gather. She's off to fetch Michael from the playroom.
No, Nana, I won't be bathed. I won't be bathed, I tell you.
Like a good nurse, Nana is gentle but firm. Michael is being carried into the bathroom on her back.
Please, Nana, 2 minutes more. 1 minute more.
The bathroom door closes on Michael's complaints. Now Mrs. Darling comes into the nursery. She is dressed in her evening gown, for she is going out to dinner tonight. As she enters the room, she is startled to see a strange little face outside the nursery window.
Who are you? He's gone. Must be that same boy. I'm sure I saw his face. But how on earth could he reach this window, 3 floors from the... Heavens, my children! Michael! Michael!
Here, Mommy! In my bed!
Wendy? John?
In the playroom, Mother.
Wendy and I are doing an act, Mom. We're pretending to be you and Father. A little less noise there.
Oh, dear.
How was that, Mom? Just like Father, huh?
It's wonderful, sweet.
Now let's pretend we have a baby, John.
I'm happy to inform you, Mrs. Darling, that you are now a mother.
A mother? Oh, a mother!
Well, aren't you going to ask boy or girl?
Well, I'm so glad to have one at all. I don't care which it is.
Oh, you see, Mom. That's just the difference between gentlemen and ladies. But what can one expect from a girl?
Oh, Mother, he's just horrid.
Oh, don't mind him, Wendy. He's
Mary,
just...
Mary! Mary! Oh, here you are, Mary.
What's the matter, George, dear?
Matter? This tie, it will not tie.
Not tie, dear?
Not round my neck. Round the bedpost. Oh, yes. 20 times have I made it up round the bedpost, but round my neck? Oh, dear, no. Begs to be excused.
Oh, say that again, Father. That's so funny.
Thank you. I warn you, Mary, that unless this tie is round my neck, we don't go out to dinner tonight. And if I don't go out to dinner tonight, I never go to the office again. And if I don't go to the office again, you and I starve and our children will be thrown into the street.
Oh, Father.
Oh, Mother, do you
let
think you can?
Let me try, dear.
No.
Let me see. Shh. I will take this in and turn it over.
Oh, yes, turn it over.
Hush, John.
There you are, George.
Mother did it. She did it.
Now we won't be thrown in the streets.
A little less noise, sir.
Oh, here comes Nana with your bath towel, John.
No, Nana, I won't take a bath. Now, you needn't think.
Go and take a bath at once, sir.
Oh, all right.
I think I'll get ready for my bath, Mother.
Do, dear. Oh, and here's my little Michael, all bathed and ready to be tucked into bed.
Mommy, at what time was I born?
At 2 o'clock in the nighttime, dearest.
Oh, Mommy, I hope I didn't wake you.
Oh, George, they are rather sweet, don't you think?
Oh, there's not their equal on earth, and they're ours. Ours. But I sometimes think, Mary, that it's a mistake having a dog for a nurse.
Oh, George, Nana is a treasure.
No doubt, no doubt. But I have an uneasy feeling at times that she looks upon the children as puppies.
Oh, no, dear one. I'm quite sure she knows they have souls.
I wonder.
George, we must keep Nana. I will tell you why. When I came into this room tonight, I saw a face at the window.
A face at the window? Three floors up? Nonsense.
It was the face of a little boy. He was trying to get in. George, this is not the first time I have seen that boy.
Oh, come now,
Mary. The first time was a week ago. It was Nana's night out, and I had been drowsing here by the fire, when suddenly I felt a draft, as though the window were open. I looked round, and I saw that boy in the room.
In the room?
I screamed. Just then Nana came back. She at once sprang at him. The boy leaped for the window. She shut it quickly, but was too late to catch him.
I thought so.
Wait. The boy escaped, but his shadow had not time to get out. The window cut it clean off.
Well, Mary, why didn't you keep that shadow?
I did, dear.
Oh.
I rolled it up, and I put it in the dresser drawer here. See? Here it is.
Nobody I know.
George, I think that boy comes back to get his shadow.
I dare say. There's money in this, my love. I'll take you to the museum tomorrow and have it priced.
I'm going to roll it up and put it back in the drawer. George, that is not all. The boy was not alone that first time. He was accompanied by... I don't know how to describe it, but... by a ball of light. It darted about the room like a living thing.
Most unusual. It escaped with the boy?
Shh! Hush, George. Here come Wendy and John. Well, my darlings, are you all ready to be tucked in?
Oh, Mother, you look so lovely in your evening gown.
Oh, thank you, dearest.
Down, Nana, down. Oh, Mary, look at me now, all covered with her hair.
Never mind, dear, let me brush.
I refuse to allow this dog to remain in the nursery any longer. The proper place for you is in the yard, Nana. And there you go to be chained this instant.
Oh, no,
please,
Father.
George, remember what I told you about... You know. The boy.
Am I the master in this house, or is she? Come along, Nana.
Oh, Nana's awfully unhappy.
That's not Nana's unhappy bark. That's her bark when she smells danger.
Danger? Wendy, are you sure?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I do wish I were not going out to dinner tonight.
Can anything harm us, Mother, after the night lights are lit?
Oh, nothing, precious. They are the eyes a mother leaves behind her to guard her children. Good night, my lovely ones.
Good night, Mom. Mother, dear.
Dear night lights, protect my sleeping babes. Burn clear and steadfast tonight.